bracing for more bad inflation news. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The government releases the producer price index this morning. The Biden administration already warning it's likely to be a big number.
We expect March CPI headline inflation to be extraordinarily elevated due to Putin's price hike.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, inflation the last couple of months has been running at a 40-year high. But President Biden yesterday concentrating on guns, ordering new regulations that manufacturers put serial numbers on gun parts that are used to make weapons that are largely untraceable. He also called for stepped-up federal prosecution of people who use those guns.
These guns are weapons of choice for many criminals. We're going to do everything we can to deprive them of that choice. And when we find them, put them in jail for a long, long time.
President Biden also renewing his call for Congress to pass gun control legislation. Today, the president will visit an ethanol plant in Iowa to discuss rural infrastructure funding. Farmers are hoping he will also announce a suspension of the summer ban on ethanol blended fuels. The president yesterday urging India's Prime Minister Modi not to accelerate his purchase of Russian oil. As Russia continues to concentrate its forces in the Donbass region of Ukraine, the mayor of Mariupol claiming 10,000 people in his city have been killed in the invasion. Some residents claiming a Russian drone dropped poison near them.
President Zelensky is not confirming reports of the use of chemical weapons in the besieged port city of Mariupol, but he is reminding world leaders that Russia has discussed the possible use of them, and he says if accurate, the response must be severe.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry claims they have destroyed Ukrainian ammunition stores near Kiev and Khmelnytsky. And Russia's President Vladimir Putin saying Tuesday, Russian forces are using the most modern weapons bravely and efficiently. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stressed out? New research says many Americans are.
A new survey by One Poll says that nearly two-thirds of American adults, 63%, say their stress levels are at an all-time high and they blame the pandemic. A clear majority of those surveyed, 56%, say they feel alone and find it difficult to share their struggles with friends and family. 57% say being less social is having the biggest negative impact on their mental health. Some of the top things respondents say they do to de-stress included listening to music, watching TV, and exercise. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Some people turn to herbs to ease their stress. That'll soon be easier in New Jersey as the state has green-lighted seven medical marijuana companies to start selling pot for recreational uses.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I have medical weed and it helps a lot, so why not give it to everybody?
I think it's great. I think people that are closed-minded and not ready to, like, explore what's available, you know, you're stuck in a rut.
Voters approved recreational pot sales in New Jersey more than a year ago. They could begin next month. Philadelphia bringing a face mask mandate back at the end of the month.
I'd hoped we wouldn't be meeting like this again, but here we are.
Citing a spike in COVID-19 cases, Philadelphia's health commissioner said the last thing that a pandemic-weary public wants to hear.
We're reintroducing the mask mandate.
Dr. Cheryl Bettigol says masking up in indoor public spaces provides a chance to get ahead of the wave.
If we can do that, we can literally save the lives of vulnerable Philadelphians.
But she also urged Philadelphians to responsibly go about their daily lives.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us.
Bettigol adding there will be a one-week education period to get the word out about the mandate before it takes effect on April 18th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The State Department ordering non-emergency personnel to leave the U.S. consulate in Shanghai, China, where residents have been confined to their homes for 3 weeks. a renewed COVID outbreak there. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.